As the pastor of the African church, he fell under suspicion, and in this volatile atmosphere, he fled the city to take refuge in Philadelphia. After the punishments were meted out, other actions were taken to make Charleston more secure against any similar future threats. The African church was heavily involved in the conspiracy, and at least 60% of those executed were from among its ranks. As a clear source of subversive ideas, the church building was destroyed by order of city authorities, and the congregation scattered as a result. In South Carolina, free blacks had long been the objects of white misgivings. Denmark Vesey's actions confirmed the need for greater repression against this population. In the fall of 1822, a group of white Charlestonians petitioned the state legislature and stated that, although the immediate danger has passed, unless something was done quickly and decisively, a series of the most appalling distresses would soon follow. By December, the state legislature responded to white fears with new laws. Now, free blacks were required to pay new taxes annually, and males over 15 years of age were required to have white guardians who could vouch for their respectability. One of the most effective ways to assert control over free blacks was to limit their ability to travel. Until this time, free blacks had traveled to and from the state easily, but now the law prohibited those who left the state.